Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm. From a crop of talented...
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. He's got something in his throat.
Sorry, carry on.
Take two. From a crop of talented New York City musicians keeping the scene fresh and alive, that was bassist Brandi Diesterheft with the 2020 tune My Foolish Heart off her album called Surfboard. And we caught up with her about this new pandemic release of hers and what it means to her. Have a listen.
Yeah, so this album is really special because I finally got to record with this elder drummer named Porcinho, who's known as like the definitive Brazilian drummer. I often quote him, he's like the James Brown of the Brazilian funk samba, and he has this propulsive, really uplifting, modern Brazilian sound.
Brandi relocated to New York City to begin an apprenticeship under Miles Davis's famed bassist, Ron Carter. And anyone that has spent quality time under his watchful teacher eye has plenty of stories like this one.
I had heard that he's a real teacher. Of course, not just someone that revolutionized the double bass, but he has a method to his teaching. And because I suppose being a female and growing up playing hockey with my brother, I always thought like to have this big, huge, aggressive sound was the answer. And I went to him because he really refines your sound and lightens your touch. And then the bass sings, you know, it opens up. So it was really beautiful to help me with sound. He has this incredible attention to detail, like no other teacher I've ever seen.
It's not only her fiery bass playing that makes audiences stand up and cheer, but also her innovative live shows showcasing her very up-tempo, swinging originals, and that ambient voice she has. It all began with her mother, who is a Chicago-born jazz B3 organist that opened for acts like the Supremes and Carlos Jobim in the 1960s. That'd be a cool mom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's the beginning of hip right there, my man.
I was going to say, if it started out during the younger years, I'd be showing her off. You
man
know?
Alive. And I think she does.
Mama be talking before the class, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. And that musical baton was passed on to the daughter at the age of 5. In prodigy range, she started classical piano studies. That would culminate into her winning a Juno Award for her debut album. Things are moving in the right direction for Brandi as the world wakes up and live music starts in earnest again. Welcome to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a swingin' town full of jazz, featuring the famed Green Lady Lounge. And as we have been doing lately, because we're celebrating the world waking up, the music is back and it's live, and we are going to celebrate it. Underneath me now is the organist and fixture at the Green Lady, Ken Laverne, joined by his OJT, or known as the Organ Jazz Trio, on May 21, 2021. Man, it was swinging. And we are coming to you from our base here in Kansas City, Missouri, proud to give you the finest jazz we can get these fingertips on. Speaking of teaching and receiving from Brandi's trusted mentor, the original, prolific, and master bassist, here's Ron Carter. Here's Cominato Reprise off one of his latest CDs, the 2019 Foresight Stockholm Volume 1, as this ride inches on. We'll be right back.
On piano, Irene Rosenes. On saxophone, Jimmy Green. On drums, Peyton Crossway. Thank you. So here's a song called Nearly.
Hey, this is Ron Carter with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Have a good day.
That was the hungry and talented drummer, composer, and arranger Joe Bowden with the tune Jazz Days off his latest 2020 CD, Roots, Tales of the Urban Yoda. He spent his formative years in the projects of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Then he moved to Toronto in the 80s to pursue his music career, and he has gone on to work with the best. But he has a very soft spot for jazz and all the idioms that he dabbles in, and he explained to us why he loves it.
I tend to feel that jazz is something that gives me a bit more freedom, you know, like the pop songs or the R&B songs that I write. The things are pretty regimented. You know, the groove is continuous throughout the song. You know, the melody changes a bit, but it's geared towards, you know, the listener that just wants to move the body or hear the lyrics. But with jazz, it's all-encompassing. Like, you get the opportunity to, you know, to set up the groove.
Off the third full-length album by Charles Lloyd and the Marvels called Tone Poem, here's the tune Peace, circa 2021, as we dig into the show a little bit further.
Yeah, Tone Poem. That's a classical reference.
My name is Richard Howell. I'm the saxophone producer from San Francisco or the Bay Area. And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Dig it. We'll be right back.
That was Bay Area veteran saxophonist Richard Howell off his much-anticipated album called Moon Over Tiburon with the song Try Not Yo Dance, full of original compositions.
Say that again.
That's what it is. Try Not Yo Dance.
Try Not Yo Dance.
Yo Dance.
Yeah.
Try Not Yo Dance. Yeah.
Works for me.
So we caught up with Richard to talk to him recently here at the show.
Catchy.
Yeah, it's very catchy. We had two little catchy ones there, right there.
Yeah, we did.
In a row. So we caught up with Richard here at the show, and he talked about what we have all been missing during this pandemic. Have a listen.
I miss the interaction with people. I miss being in front of a stage and lifting their spirits, because that's kind of how I perform. It's I kind of try to create some type of sonic baptism. You know, I like to just wash people over with great sounds and be in the presence of great musicians that I love.
From the pride and joy of St. Joseph, Missouri, we go next. Here's legendary tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins. Oh. Pride and Joy.
Yep.
Joined by the All-American Four with the 1944 tune Make Believe. This is real here on this fictional nonfiction ramble of Oz.
Thank you. this is Nathan Hiltz, and you're listening to Arcade by the Griffith Hiltz Trio with Neon Jazz with Joe Didino.
Thank you.
That was longtime friends and collaborators Nathan Hiltz and Johnny Griffith, better known as the Canadian Griffin Hiltz Trio, with the 2020 tune Ladies from the 80s off their new Arcade CD that's pretty tasty. And during a global pandemic, this band came together, while apart, to craft their very unconventional and nostalgic record full of soundscapes from the classic 1980s video games and movie themes. Something I could really relate to. And during a recent interview, they talked about that creative process.
Go way outside of our regular comfort zone and what we normally would do, and to experiment and to really let loose in a way that, you know, we normally can't.
And it's amazing how much the 80s has become such a nostalgic thing.
Yeah, I've noticed that of late. We're kind of revisiting that in various areas, including in productions and commercials.
Off an album called Road Trip, full of 9 original tunes, this is The Slide Attack. It's a secret little album that I ran into. This is the 2021 song Struttin'. These cats go from straight ahead to Latin jazz, to jazz rock. They got it down, man. Dig in.
Thank you. Hi, this is Chris Rottmeyer. I'm a jazz piano player, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin, and you're listening to Neon Jazz, hosted by Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was jazz pianist, composer, and vibraphonist out of Madison, Wisconsin, Chris Rottmeyer, with the tune Nostalgia in Times Square off his new 2020 CD, Sunday at Pilar's.
Got to get my vibraphone fix.
And that's right. What we need around here. That's our favorite instrument.
Uh-huh.
And we caught up with him here at the show, and he talked about his love of art.
I would hope that artists have renewed their focus on the meaning of their art, because we all, as artists, as working artists, get caught up in the rat race of trying to make a living. And, you know, with that pulled out from under us, you know, I hope that the love of the actual art is still there.
Here's the Detroit strong multi-reedist Benny Maupin, joined by his quartet with the 2008 tune Inside the Shadows off the CD Early Reflections, as this hour of jazz starts to head towards the final song. Again, that was the Pride and Joy of Detroit and the great Benny Maupin with Inside the Shadows. And as we step outside of the shadows for our final cut on this hour of jazz together, it comes from Taiwan-born vibraphonist, there's the vibes again.
Yep.
Piling it on. And percussionist and composer Qian Qian Lu with a tasty tune, We Live in Brooklyn, Baby, off the 2020 CD, The Path. And as we get into it, listen to her talk about a transformative trek to America. A lot of musicians make the journey. It really changed her for good.
Yes, I'm really happy because I feel like that's an investment I did for myself. I start to realize that because I get to create my own music and, you know, release my music and share with people. But when I was in Taiwan playing classical stuff, I never thought about that. I never thought I could do things like this with music.
And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one American cat through and through, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo. Yo, dance.
That's right. Yo, dance, baby. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We love to hear from you, and we mean that. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, you cool cats out there. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
need to get up and go.
Neon Jazz.